This is a different Thanksgiving in that we're all waiting to see what the government will do in many ways. And I think the Lord has given us a word for how we are to live. And it is this theme of Thanksgiving. I chose this letter to the Colossians because it talks about being grateful. And I chose the gospel because we see there how the Mother of God was totally fixed on God Himself. And I take it that that is our call. We don't know which way things are going to go. But we certainly know that we're called to be grateful. Grateful for all that God has done for us. Grateful for all He wants to do for us. And that we have a great responsibility to tell the world about God the Father, about Jesus Christ, and about the Holy Spirit. A great responsibility to do that. But to do it based on what we know by experience. I was thinking this morning of the lines of Cardinal Newman when he begins his treatise on the idea of a university. And of course for him, a university has as its queen subject the knowledge of God, theology, and then things flow from there. And then he says, but what happens in our universities and in our countries, we have an empty, vapid ceremony to begin the school year. But nobody's really turning to God. It's to the higher power, or it's to whatever, or it's just a social custom. We run the risk of doing that at every inauguration. We're talking to God, whoever He is. That won't do anymore. And we know that many of us Catholics, you know, didn't get the picture. And now we have to find a way to help them so that our call, as I see it, is to evangelize the Christians so that they can evangelize others. And so that little by little we will turn back to God. What has happened, as I understand it, is that the culture, the American culture, has absorbed the faith. So there's practice. We're still the most practicing country in the world, but there's nothing going on. It's become part of our religious national heritage. It's a little more influential than the Star Spangled Banner before the football game. It doesn't seem to, you see, now this is a tragedy. And we don't know exactly, well, we do know, lack of faith and lack of preaching, lack of calling one another to a real life of faith. You've heard me give this quote before. This is from Pope John Paul II. Faith, which does not become culture, is a faith which has not been fully received, not thoroughly thought through, and not completely lived. In other words, belief in Jesus, experience of the Father's love, changes a person and changes the way they live, changes the way they think, changes the way they make judgments. We cannot just go on in a culture that is less and less even paying attention to God and then continue to practice a religion when there's no coherence between our deep convictions and what we're doing all day. Now, we are today thanking God. Oh, even as we sit here, we still represent the top one half of 1% of the world for comfort, for food, for availability, for clothes and accommodations or whatever we need, even being graced with the Christian faith. Most of the world doesn't even have that. Now, we should be grateful and turn to God in gratitude. And that is why I think that Our Lady's song is the model for how we should be. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked on his lowly servant. From this generation, from this day, all generations will call me blessed. The church sings this every evening. Every evening, we take up this song and sing it to God. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation, wherever they are. Those who honor him, respect him, love him, try to obey him. He has mercy. He has shown the strength of his arm. How many times in the history of the world has he scattered the proud in their conceit of heart? How many times? Waiting, 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 showing mercy, 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 and then finally, I won't let my people suffer anymore. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. We can't say that Our Lady didn't understand or didn't see what was going on, that she was so wrapped up in piety that she didn't get it. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. Only Almighty God can do that. He has filled the hungry with good things and the rich he has sent away empty. This we are supposed to implement. People are hungry for meaning. Look at the worry on everybody's face because the money situation is so bad. Well, it is bad. There's no doubt about that. An economist explained to me the other day that if you add up all the money owed in this world today, all over, all the money owed, there's not enough money to pay it. That's rather desperate. Now, who has optimism? Who has mercy? Who has joy? Who has forgiveness? Who has friendship? Those whose hearts are gripped by Jesus Christ and who know and trust God the Father and who are moved by the Holy Spirit. And they look to others, huh? To let them know who God is. Our eyes should be fixed on Jesus Christ and his plan. Everybody is, you know, fixed to the, what do you call that thing, the computer. You know, what's the latest, you know? Well, it's, I don't know where some of these things are getting onto my computer. I never told them to come. I mean, they're not, you know, the latest from this group and the latest, and everybody's frightened to death. And there are terrible things going on. You know, mobs going and beating up people because they voted for or against whatever it was, Proposition 8. And the law standing by and not helping. And the press never reporting it. This is disturbing. But I hear the Lord saying, keep your eyes fixed on me. You have a job to do. Even if it's just be friendly and gracious in the grocery store. Start to take advantage of all that God has given us and bring peace to people. And mostly, strengthen the Christians. The number of people who call themselves Christian, who voted, are responsible for the outcome. That means they never got it. And that means they're frightened now and will be more frightened. And that means they have to hear the real message of Jesus Christ. They have to know him personally, know him, and turn around and help others. That is what the Lord is calling us to. And those of us, just the privilege of being here in this little chapel on Thanksgiving morning and hearing this song of praise of Mary, who sings it all the time in heaven. Just to hear this, what a privilege. What a privilege. You know, St. Francis went up to the top of Mount Alverni and he spent quite a lot of time there. And he was praying all the time. And he thought to himself, this is great, you know. I should probably just stay here and pray. And his dearest friend, Claire, sent him a message. She said, Francis, the Lord tells you this. I have not called you for yourself alone. Come down from the mountain and start to preach. I think that's for all of us. Whenever we have to let people know the reality, the vapid ceremonies that are going to go on. You know, nobody's saying, really, thank you, God. We want to thank the Almighty for another great year. And the Lord says, thanks, that's fine, but it means nothing. This is a time when, out of gratitude for all that we have been given, we render thanks to God, real thanks, and try to find out in our own life how we are to bring people to a living knowledge of the wonder of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. If we do that, heaven will celebrate Thanksgiving. They'll be very happy for us.